Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things we like to think about. Online fraud shouldn't be one of them, because with every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, and with me is my fellow staff writer, Charles Bryant. What's up, Chuck?
Oh, I've heard that one before.
Yeah? That was actually, I walked right into that one and didn't even mean to do it.
Yeah, I've gotten that my whole life.
I don't know my own strength.
I'm doing well, though. It's good to be here.
Good, good. So, Chuck, you ever scuba dive?
I have not. My father scuba dives and his wife, and they have a good time doing it.
Yeah, it is fun. I'm certified. I've only been open water once. Got terribly sick, actually. I never get seasick.
Okay.
But I did that day. And apparently it's someone told me that it was from the nitrogen in my blood. I had maybe mild nitrogen poisoning, also called the bends.
Right. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, actually. You know, when you're walking around breathing, we think we're breathing mostly oxygen. We're actually breathing like 20% oxygen or something like that. The vast majority of the air we breathe is nitrogen.
That's
right?
What I hear.
And our body doesn't process that stuff all that well. It just kind of stays in the bloodstream. But when we go, you know, to a certain depth below water, the atmospheric pressure forces the nitrogen to separate from the blood.
Right.
And now it's just floating around there, kind of ominously, a little dangerous, which is why you have to do timed intervals as you're coming back up when you scuba dive, right?
The Navy dive chart, isn't that what it's called?
Navy has one. Doppler has one, too, which I can't make heads or tails of because, I mean, they're much more into radar these days. So I guess they used to be into scuba diving and then just got bored and moved on to weather. So if you don't do these timed intervals, you change atmospheric pressure too quickly, and those little pieces of nitrogen suddenly become bubbles, and bubbles in your bloodstream are a really, really bad thing.
Right. We're talking stroke, cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
A host of
potential
problems.
It can burst tissue in your lungs. You're in deep trouble if you have the bends. But it is one of the dangers to this great, great hobby, which is a lot of fun and definitely worth the risk. But I know you know of at least a couple scuba divers who aren't in much danger of getting the bends, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to tell me about them?
I'd love to. Their names are Muttley and Hawkeye.
Both females.
Both females, and I think you know who we're talking about. We're talking about the scuba cat.
Scuba cat, yes.
Yeah, scuba cat is very dear to us here at HowStuffWorks.com, and you may have seen the video yourself on the internet. It's become quite the viral sensation as of late.
Yeah.
And I'd be glad to tell you about it.
I'd love to hear about it, Chuck, because I read your article, the one you wrote on it, How Can a Cat Scuba Dive? And I've got a couple questions about the apparatus. You know, the $40,000 for a scuba outfit for a dog.
Right.
$20,000 for Hawkeye the scuba cat. Right.
Right.
Where did the money go?
Well, first of all, the man's name who designed both of these, his name is Gene Alba, and he's from Northern California.
Why don't you tell everyone what Mr. Alba said when you were interviewing him on the phone and said, "Hi, Gene."
He said something about hygiene is very important to me, so that, it felt like his standard response.
Right,
Gene's a funny guy.
Yeah, he got under your skin, didn't he? He got into your heart.
Yeah, he resides there. But Gene loves his dog Muttley so much, and he's an avid scuba diver himself, that he decided to design his own scuba diving suit for Muttley. And he did this, like you said, to the tune of $40,000. And cut to a few years later, Muttley alerted Gene of something amiss outside. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there was a cat caught up in some chicken wire, and the wire was tangled around his throat and almost died. And this was Hawkeye. So Gene rushes in, snips the wire, claims he gave the cat mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and saved his life. And since that time, Muttley and Hawkeye are fast friends.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Hawkeye is, as you put it, you know, a fairly sizable cat.
She's a big girl.
Yes. Was she that big when she got caught up in the chicken wire? Did this come afterwards?
No, she was pretty young then. I think she put her weight on later. And Gene thinks that when she got fixed, that there was an accidental snipping of something that causes her belly to hang down.
Right.
And I couldn't confirm that, but right. Who am I to say? But no way getting around it. Hawkeye's a fat cat.
Right.
Which is one of the problems when he let me back up a little bit. Muttley's scuba diving in the pool. They're all having a good time. Hawkeye doesn't want to be apart from Muttley for a second because Muttley saved her life.
They're BFF.
Yeah, they're BFF. And that's best friends forever for, those of you who don't know.
Right.
So every Friday, Muttley was getting a regular bath, and Hawkeye started jumping in the bathtub, which I think most people know cats aren't normally fond of water.
Right.
So this kind of, shocked Gene. And then before you know it, when Muttley was scuba diving in the pool, Hawkeye started jumping in and swimming.
See, I think even more amazing than the cat jumping in the pool or the bathtub was the fact that this guy managed to give his dog a bath every week.
Yeah,
I can't pull that off. There's just too much,
Right, but yeah. You have three dogs, so maybe that's,
Okay, so we've got Hawkeye in the pool now.
Hawkeye's in the pool.
What was Gene's reaction when he first saw this?
Well, I think he was a little shocked at first, but since he had seen him in the bathtub,
True, okay. It
sort of made sense.
Sure.
So he decided, the next logical step would be to make a scuba diving outfit for his cat,
mm-hmm.
which I think all of us would probably follow the same line of reasoning.
Of course.
So he spends $20,000. I guess he figured out a better way to do it and cut the cost in half and spent $20,000 on Hawkeye's suit.
That wasn't based on size. It was he worked out some of the kinks from Muttley's version?
Yeah, worked out some of the kinks. The R&D, probably cost a little bit more money for Muttley. So, these guys have little tanks on their backs, which are really only used in case of emergency. Gene pumps air from his tank through a tube into their mask, and that's what keeps the air recirculating and the water out, basically. Because he couldn't design something that fit tight around their neck,
right.
Like something watertight that just didn't work.
Right.
So he experimented around, and it's basically, what a diving bell is?
Mm-hmm. It's like the old-timey helmet. I remember there was a great episode of Scooby-Doo where there was a haunted, I don't remember what was haunted exactly, but it was from the ghost of an old diver, and he looked super creepy because you couldn't see his face. It was just the diving bell.
Right, and a diving bell essentially is like if you were at home and you put an inverted cup into your bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Or a rowboat underwater.
Or a rowboat, any body of water. There would be air trapped underneath, and the farther you go down, the harder it is to push the cup down,
right.
Because of the pressure. So that's the same basic principle that's at work there. Their head is in this inverted glass bubble, or plexiglass in Muttley's case, and it allows the air to recirculate with the help of the hose.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really neat. And he had to add lead weights to their suit because, it's harder to push it down, and he had to get the right balance between sinking cat and floating cat.
Right. Now, on the video, it shows Hawkeye kind of floating around here or there from time to time, just enjoying herself.
Yeah, she's a avid surface swimmer, but when she's underwater, she kind of just hangs there in her suit.
But she never has a look on her face that, looks like alarm or concern. It's more sedate, than that. Like,
Gene thinks it relaxes her, and who am I to argue? And maybe I have a theory that she's kind of a big girl, so it allows her to get a little bit of exercise without all the stress on her joints.
Right. Just floating underwater is great exercise.
Swims a bit too.
Now, it doesn't appear that Muttley or Hawkeye, and I think we should say at this point that Muttley, even as a scuba diving dog, is still beyond like any average dog. This dog has an Emmy.
Yeah, won an Emmy Award for a show in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mac and Muttley?
Yeah, called Mac and Muttley. And Bay Area people are big fans. They probably know what we're talking about. And he's the star of a couple of books that Gene's written.
Mm-hmm.
Muttley Goes Skiing,
mm-hmm.
and Muttley Goes Diving.
Right.
And he and Hawkeye skateboard together. So
I love
they're,
that.
Yeah, sure. Really adventurous pets.
And also, Muttley's the only PADI-certified diver dog.
Yeah,
he
took the dog, took Muttley to Jamaica, I think, or somewhere in the Caribbean, and they had the certification all set up. They had a little patch of grass installed on the boat so he could go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and it all worked out. And Muttley's actually been in the ocean. Hawkeye hasn't. She's only been in the pool, But I know that Gene has plans to eventually get Hawkeye into the ocean as well.
Right, which makes sense.
But you don't have to worry about the bends, which is what got us started on this crazy subject.
Right.
Because they don't go deep enough. They just kind of stay
near the
surface.
They're doing, what, maybe 15 feet tops?
Yeah, I doubt if they – well, they definitely don't go as low as you need to follow the dive chart.
Right, I gotcha. Well, since they look very calm and comfortable, and from what you've told me from your conversations with Mr. Alba, he strikes me as a definite dyed-in-the-wool animal lover. There's plenty of people who don't think that just because he's making his dog and cat scuba dive.
Right.
There's some resistance to this, right?
His
taking him scuba dive. I understand he's a little worried about that. What's some of the negative feedback he's gotten from it?
I don't think he's gotten a whole lot yet, but his exposure has kind of increased with this video that's hit YouTube. And I think there was some concern that animal rights activists might say that, you know, you shouldn't force your animals to do this, but he said every time he gets the dive gear out of the closet, Muttley goes crazy, and that when he goes out to the pool, Hawkeye runs out there and jumps in, and so they look like they're having a good time to me. And he refuses to make these for anyone else. He said it's too dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, and it takes a special breed of animal to get used to it, and so he's keeping this to himself.
I gotcha. Well, it seems like the cat's out of the bag, as it were, what with the viral video all over the place.
Out of the bag and into the pool.
And now your article, make sure you read it. It's called How Could a Cat Scuba Dive by Charles Bryant on HowStuffWorks.com. You can also learn more about the bends on What If My Scuba Diving Equipment Failed, also on our wonderful site. And stick around to find out what odd disease Chuck suffers from right after this.
Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things to think about, like, say, what's the best site to buy a new leather jacket, or whether to buy the 3 or 6 megapixel camera. But thankfully, we don't need to think about online fraud, because for every purchase you make, Visa keeps an eye out for fraud, with real-time fraud monitoring, and by making sure you're not liable for any unauthorized purchases. How's that for peace of mind? Safe, secure, Visa.
Thanks for sticking around. So, Chuck, I know what's wrong with you. Why don't you tell everybody? Stop that, Chuck. Stop that, Chuck's hand. Stop. All right. Tell everybody, Chuck.
Well, I know you guys couldn't see that, but I was just choking myself.
You're doing it again.
sorry. Josh, I suffer from what's called alien hand syndrome.
I know. It's awful.
It is.
Here at the office, everybody kind of keeps an eye on Chuck because he chokes himself
against his
own will.
They make me wear oven mitts.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, alien hand syndrome is a real affliction, and it's a neurological disorder where your hand does things without you knowing it. And if you've ever seen the great, great film Dr. Strangelove by Stanley Kubrick, then you'll know Peter Sellers' character, Dr. Strangelove, suffered from alien hand syndrome,
as
do I.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely read about Chuck's terrible affliction, how alien hand syndrome works on HowStuffWorks.com. And don't miss the biopic on Chuck's life, Idle Hands, in stores now.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.